The European Court of Justice has today overturned a €6 billion German government bailout for Lufthansa arising from the COVID pandemic. The court upheld a challenge by Ryanair and Germany's Condor Air that the bailout breached EU state aid rules and should not have been sanctioned by the European Commission. Ryanair welcomed the judgment, saying it confirmed that the Commission, quote, cannot sign off discriminatory state aid under political pressure by national governments. Kate Connolly is correspondent with The Guardian in Berlin, and she joins us now. Kate, thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon. This was a challenge to this Lufthansa bailout mounted by both Ryanair and Condor. The context was the COVID pandemic and the severe financial pressure that was putting on Lufthansa.
Yes, that's right. The government justified it at the time. This was early 2020, saying that it would provide the €6 billion recapitalization money to the Germany's flagship airline because it was at risk of basically having to shed tens of thousands of its 138,000 employees due to the travel restrictions that were in place at the time. And it was one of those figures that at the time was gobsmacking when it appeared, you know, but it was actually in the context of some €130 billion that the government actually did give out to cushion the blow to German businesses. Mm. So that's just to take us back a little bit to that, to those dramatic days. Yeah. And yeah.
What the court found was that the bailout didn't meet EU state aid rules because it had relied too much, am I understanding this correctly, on the belief that the airline Lufthansa wouldn't be able to secure financing on the open market.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the Lufthansa said it could not have raised this money in the markets itself, but that proofs to that's been disputed, and it's also kind of in a way backed up by the fact that as part of the government bailout they took some 20% stake in the company, which they have since, the German state has since sold off at quite a considerable profit. But I think in the heat of the moment, it did appear that, you know, Lufthansa, this big flagship airline, was in danger of going under. So it wasn't seen at that time through that light that they could have raised the money on the markets.
Was this a controversial arrangement in Germany at the time?
It was controversial, but then, as I said, basically was seen within the context of the dramatic events that were taking place and other eye-watering amounts that were being given to other areas of German life, including the cultural field and other businesses. It was controversial, I think, as well, in certain quarters by people who said, you know, this is a great occasion to sort of put down the you know, to not be flying and looking at the environmental benefits of that. Then there was a certain amount of dismay that amount of money was being given to an airline. And what I think what is interesting is to see what the consequence of it is now. I mean, Lufthansa has said today that it will look into this decision and it calls the money that it was given a stabilization money. But it probably will have very little practical effects on it, because of the fact that it has paid back its money to the state, and the state has also made a profit on this on these shares. But I think the competition complaints that Lufthansa had and Condor, those remain controversial issues in Germany as in the rest of Europe.
Yeah, similar rulings from the court in relation to the Scandinavian airline SAS and support from the Swedish and Danish governments. So perhaps a much more rigorous environment maybe being signalled in terms of state aid in the years ahead.
It could be the case. I mean, we know that the French also take a similar approach to the Germans in terms of protecting their airline. I think the British slightly less protective, letting the markets kind of control it a little bit more. But I think it's also what is also interesting is that Condor had received, this is a holiday airline, kind of, I suppose, a bit similar to Ryanair. They had received €500 million bailout from the state, and Ryanair had successfully challenged that decision in the courts. But it doesn't appear unclear at the moment. I mean, there were also questions about starting a takeoff and landing rights, that Lufthansa sort of has a monopoly in Frankfurt and Munich, which Ryanair's been quite upset about over the years. There's not at the moment a particular feeling that that's actually going to change. So accusations of protectionism will still be flying around after this ruling.
Kate, thanks very much indeed for that. Kate Connolly from The Guardian in Berlin.